bad about raiding your hen roosts, like weasels, foxes, minks. See, I'm gonna get like that and take care of those.
Scavenger or scoundrel, or I don't really recall any other word.
I heard people say varmints.
Well, a varmint would be any, not just a varmint, might be rats, I think.
And this animal that you see scurrying around in trees with a bushy tail and that stuff.
A squirrel.
Different types.
Yeah, a gray squirrel, a red or fox squirrel.
Is there something a little bit like a squirrel but doesn't have a bushy tail and doesn't climb trees? See it running out on the ground? I guess it might burrow a hole in the ground.
A chipmunk? Or?
Have those around here?
brown hog or chipmunk? No. There's a little animal called a salamander around here that must be something like that, but rarely see them out.
That's a rodent?
Yeah. Digs holes in the ground, and I don't know that I've ever really seen one. And come to think of it, I don't know that there's ever any much indication left anymore.
You mentioned fishing a few minutes ago. What sort of freshwater fish do people fish for around here?
Oh, brim, bluegill, they call crappie or crappie, bass, occasionally for the county, some catfish.
What about deep sea fish?
Well, then, usually what they call king mackerel, Spanish mackerel, caballa, snapper, some sailfish, not too many. Catch some grouper, bluefish, and it gets some people call a ladyfish, or we always call them a skipjack. Occasionally dolphin.
And what we had tonight, those fried.
With shrimp. Yeah.
What about the things that people talk about serving on the half shell?
Oysters, yeah.
These animals that you find around ponds that make a croaking noise at night, you call those?
Frogs, yeah. Bullfrogs.
You know, have you ever seen the type that didn't get much bigger about that when it's fully grown?
Green tree frogs? Yeah.
You ever heard any unusual stories about those things?
Well, a lot of people say a frog will give you warts. I don't think there's any truth to it.
You ever heard people say that after a storm, the ground might be covered by those, with those little tree frogs, or that it rain?
Or rain frogs?
Yeah.
No, I heard them say, you know, we hear a lot of them chirping at night, that it's a sign of impending rain or something of that nature. But I think it's just because they're they seem to like damp areas and a lot of squawking.
Yeah. What about the one that stays around your garden mostly?
Well, they call them a toad frog. They seem to like dry ground rather than trees or moist ground.
And talking about going fishing for freshwater fish, what would most people probably use for bait?
Crickets or worms, earthworms, some of them say wigglers, red worms, and in some areas they use a Catawba worm, or else artificial bait casting.
What about these little live fish and something?